Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. In Israel today, the sun is shining brightly with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is warm this afternoon, offering a perfect day to be outside. Eilat enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening in the south. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the IDF announced 10 soldiers wounded and one killed in combat in southern Lebanon overnight. Also, Ynet reports that the Mossad chief declared Iran's campaign will only end with regime change, emphasizing ongoing efforts despite initial expectations. Also, this hour, Forward states that J Street, a progressive pro-Israel group, now believes Israel should fund its own defense, reflecting a shift in perspective on U.S. military aid. Separately, I-24 News earlier reported an IDF soldier killed and three reservists injured in a southern Lebanon operation, highlighting the risks involved. And finally, according to JNS, Israel's foreign minister engaged in discussions about Iran and Lebanon with his Indian counterpart, tweeting about the positive dialogue. Here's what people are saying online. The IDF posted just minutes ago, highlighting how soldiers across the country paused to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day, honoring those lost. Senator Marco Rubio, in a post from earlier today, shared his reflections on the Days of Remembrance, honoring the 6 million Jews who perished. In another reaction, Jewish Warrior 13 highlighted a report from the New York Post noting an ex-Pakistani official's view that Iran lacks the military means to sustain a fight against the U.S. and Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post details that despite the loss of a soldier, the IDF continues its operations in southern Lebanon. This follows a serious injury to another soldier, underscoring the ongoing volatility in the region. The implications for regional stability remain significant, with tensions rising along the border. Turning to the Mossad chief's statement reported by Ynet, David Barnea emphasized that regime change in Iran is the only way to end the current campaign. This assertion comes amid revelations of strategic miscalculations involving former U.S. President Donald Trump. The statement signifies a long-term commitment to counter Iran's influence. Meanwhile, Forward brings attention to J Street's evolving stance on military aid. The organization advocates for Israel's self-reliance in defense spending, reflecting changing attitudes towards U.S. involvement. This change could affect future diplomatic negotiations and the broader U.S.-Israel relationship. These developments come as I-24 News reports another tragic loss in Lebanon, the death of Majgen. Eyal Uriel Bianco, in an operational accident, highlights the ongoing danger faced by Israeli forces. This incident adds to the narrative of increasing military engagements in the area. Finally, JNS shares that diplomatic channels remain active. Israel's foreign minister tweeted about productive discussions with India regarding regional challenges. This dialogue underscores the importance of international alliances in addressing security threats. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports good news for businesses. A new mechanism allows immediate advances for employers and self-employed individuals before filing for compensation, easing financial burdens swiftly. Separately, CTEC reveals that Palo Alto Networks has completed its $400 million acquisition of Koi. This move strengthens its focus on AI and endpoint security, marking a significant expansion for the Israeli startup. And finally, Mariv Business highlights growing tensions over the compensation framework in Israel. Business organizations criticize the Finance Committee's plan, citing concerns of discrimination and inadequate support, sparking further debate. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details. independently.